In this week's Living With Less Plastic commentary, Mary Liz Ingram addresses the excessive waste plastic straws create and offers tips on how to alleviate this problem.
If we are talking about our plastic problem, we have to talk about straws. Single-use plastic straws are a real pain to deal with when it comes to living with less plastic. Straws are cheap, non-recyclable convenience items that gets handed to you in to-go cups, on restaurant tables, attached to juice boxes, and to stir your coffee. I pick them up as litter on streets and in parking lots all the time. Around 300 to 500 million plastic straws are used every day in the U.S. That's up to 182 billion straws per year. They just end up as garbage, as litter, or as an item we used briefly but will never decompose. So how can we reduce this excessive stream of waste? Number one, buy and use reusable straws. They can be stainless, silicone, bamboo, glass, or a combination. There are straw cleaners that come with each kind so you can easily keep them clean. I even have a retractable stainless straw that fits in a little case in my wallet. Number two, if you need a lot of straws for a party, your restaurant, a workroom, or event, choose paper straws. Number three, refuse. This part is sometimes awkward for me. We sit down to dinner at a restaurant, and I just can't seem to get the timing down to say no thank you to the straws before they hit the table. My teenager beats me to it sometimes. In many cases, servers will even thank you when you hand them back. Number four, speak up. Ask restaurants to consider a different option besides plastic straws. Celebrate the places that offer more sustainable choices. Print out downloadable cards to leave with your bill, bringing awareness to the problems of single-use plastic. A few months ago, a fourth grade class at a local elementary school led a campaign to stop offering straws in their lunchroom. They researched and shared their findings about the problem of single-use plastic straws with other classes, preparing the school for a vote. This student-led project successfully took the plastic straws out of their cafeteria with a nearly unanimous school-wide vote. Now, they just keep a few on hand for those that require them. Just like a lot of little straws can add up to a big problem, a lot of small choices and voices can add up to big change and take you a long way in living with less plastic.
For more on Mary Liz Ingram and her commentaries, visit apr.org/lessplastic.